السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. That we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Ibrahim, chapter number 14 and verse number 13. In our previous lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us the dialogue that takes place and took place between the messengers selected by Almighty Allah, all the Anbiya, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam to Sayyiduna wa Habibuna wa Shafi'una, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi salam, were not elected by people. They were selected by Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, and each one was given miracles, and they all are protected from all types of sins. So we need to remember they are not ordinary people like you and me. But what was the dialogue between them and the messengers? When they went to the messengers, when they went to the people said, Inna kafarna bima ursiltum bihi. We reject you totally and absolutely, you and your message. So they rejected the messenger and the message. And they said, we don't understand this whole thing. So the prophets and messengers alayhimu salatu salam responded and said, Afillahi shakkun fatiris samawati wal ard. What do you have doubt in Almighty Allah who created the heavens and the earth and the universe? Fatir means to create without any sample, example. Today you and me, we want to build a house, we want a commercial site, we want to do something. We ourselves make a sketch, we go to the architect, we go to the engineers, we get so many people involved. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is that Zat and that Being, the only creator. And the entire creation put together cannot create even a single fly, as mentioned and enshrined in the noble Quran. لَيَّخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is encouraging and inspiring human being. Believe in me, believe in Islam. يَدْعُوكُمْ لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ. He, Almighty Allah, is inviting you, calling you. They had come, and He, Almighty Allah, will forgive you your sins. Imagine that person, 40, 50, 70 years old. Non-Muslim embraces Islam. The Quran teaches us, قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدَ سَلَفْ. Tell the non-Muslims, once they abstain from kufr, shirk and disbelief and blasphemy and polytheism, then the sins of the past are forgiven. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam elaborated on that and said, Innal Islam yahdimu ma kana qabla. Verily Islam erases the vices and the sins of the past. So all that is mentioned in authentic, in the Quran Sharif and authentic hadith, and the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. وَيُؤَخِّرَكُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّىٰ. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala delays it for you till the fixed time. Meaning Allah gives us respite, gives us extension of time. Which person today can say he or she did not have time to make sincere tawbah and repentance? We all have the time, but we abuse it, we waste it in futile and haram activities. Now the masses and the public said, قَالُوا إِنَ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا. You are just ordinary mortals and people like us. You eat, drink and sleep. So why must we listen to you? This was what they meant. And they even went further and said, تُرِيدُونَ أَنْ تَسُدُّونَا. The masses, the public are addressing the messengers. Your intention, motive is to prevent us, أَمَّا كَانَ يَعْبُدُ آبَاؤُنَا, from that which our forefathers were worshipping. We want to worship that, not except you. فَأَتُونَا بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. Hence bring to us the clear authority, clear evidence and proof. Now the messengers respond. قَالَتْ لَهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ إِنَّحْنُ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Yes, we are human beings. And I gave you in yesterday's lesson the example. One, by your road and street you find a stone. One is you go to the jewelry shop and you buy a diamond stone for your beloved wife or daughter. So that's also a stone. Then Almighty Allah, through His infinite grace and mercy, takes us to Hajr-e Aswad, the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain min kulli su'in wa makruh, from all the evil forces, and Masjidul Aqsa as well. So that also is a stone. Can any person in his right mind say all these stones are equal? Never, kalla wa hasha, never ever is it equal. So the name is the same, but remember the category, the virtue, the merit is totally different. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَمُنُّ عَلَىٰ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. But Almighty Allah showers His favors on whomsoever He wishes from His servants. وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا أَن نَاتِيَكُمْ بِسُلْطَانِ. And we cannot bring the miracles and evidence on our own unilaterally. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Except for the permission and command of Allah. And the believers, people with true iman, they place their trust in Almighty Allah. And why should we not place our trust in Allah? وَمَا لَنَا أَلَّا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُولَنَا. Indeed, Almighty Allah has guided us in various ways. How come today so many people embrace Islam? Although the mass media paints a very distorted picture of Islam. Because it's a sincere person. He or she is looking, searching for Islam. So Almighty Allah states, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا. Those who strive in our path, لَنَهَدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. We will surely guide them in our ways, in our path, in different way. One person hears the adhan, he embraces Islam. Another person reads the translation of Quran Sharif, he embraces Islam. Another person starts looking at the facts of Palestine and occupied territories, he or she embraces Islam. So there are so many different ways. But who will receive this iman and Islam? The person must be talib sadiq. He must be seeking, searching, and he must be true in his quest for Islam. Then Almighty Allah will grant him that. As far as all your objections goes and all your unsavory remarks and comments, وَلَنَصْبِرَنَّ عَلَىٰ مَا آذَيْتُمُونَا. We will surely exercise patience against that. Whatever pain, anxiety, harm you are causing us. And we are mutawakkilun. We place our trust solely on Almighty Allah. Today's lesson, Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 13. وَقَالَ. Now the non-Muslims, this is their tactic. As you can see in the political sphere and world today. Kick out the Muslims, don't allow the Muslims, all these type of things, as you say, history is repeating itself. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِرُسُولِهِمْ. Still the dialogue continues between the Anbiya, Rusul, messengers, alayhimu salatu salam, one side, and the public, the masses, and they are non-Muslims on the other side. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِرُسُولِهِمْ. So they addressed their messengers and anbiya, and they told them, the prophets, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا. Surely we will expel you from our land, from our country, from our places. This is exactly what the Pharaoh did. He told them, I will kill you. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ فِي جُزُوءِ النَّخْلِ. Then I will crucify you and hang you on the palm trees and date trees. You will come to know. They said they were people in Iman. La dair, no harm. You can do whatever you want to. Inna ila rabbina munqalibun. We are now returning to Almighty Allah. And that will become the best day in our life, because now we are at returning with Iman and Islam. Subhanallah. They came to fight for the Pharaoh, and then they disgraced the Pharaoh, and they became radiallahu an. Allah is so pleased with them. Oh, lata'udunna fi millatina. Oh, you return to our religion. This is the tactics of intimidation. Today, when you speak the truth, people will tell you that we are going to take you to court. We are going to do this. We're going to do that. We will report you, because they cannot stomach the truth. What we say is the truth. But remember, for them, they feel very hurt, because the money will no more come in. Their credibility will be shattered. And remember, their reputation will be in tatters. So all this goes on. It's not from today, it's from time of the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, from time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The munafiqeen and the kafirin will be one side, the hypocrites and non-Muslims. And then they will use this type of tactics to intimidate you. So, لَنُخْرِجَنَّكُمْ مِنْ أَرْضِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ. Hence Almighty Allah sent wahi to them. Rabbuhum, Allah sent direct wahi revelation to His Rusul and messengers, alayhimu salatu salam, giving them the glad tidings, consoling them, pacifying them. لَنُهُلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Surely we will decimate and destroy the oppressors and transgressors. Today show me one zalim, and see what will happen to him in this world and definitely in the year after. See these zalims, how oppressed, how these oppressors, how disgraced they are already. Already their own people are going to take them to court. Their own people humiliate and disgrace them. And they tell them that these are the secret files and secret agenda which they are preparing and plotting against the Islam, Muslims and Islam. So لَنُهُلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ will have many connotations. That Allah destroys them in this world, Allah will surely punish them in the year after, and they will be destroyed because they humiliated in disgrace. لَنُهُلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. And surely we will give you those land and those areas for you to stay and reside after them. They will perish, they will die, and you will be the residents there. Subhanallah, today the occupied territories of Palestine, today the occupied territory of Bilad al-Sham by the Shia Kafirs, today the enemies have occupied so many other countries of the Muslims. So remember that all these occupiers, Allah will destroy, decimate them sooner or later. And then the mujahideen, the true mu'mineen, will be living there. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala has promised this land and sand and the earth will be inherited by the pious servants of Almighty Allah. Whether they like or they don't like, Islam is, will be the prevailing force and will continue ruling the world in time to come. That is the promise of Almighty Allah. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Allah Ta'ala will grant Islam and the Muslims the ascendancy over all the other cults and all the other so-called religions, even though the enemies and the mushrikeen and polytheists hate it and detest it. وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ. So for who is that? ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي. That is for those people who fear standing there by me for accountability. They know Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows past, present, future. Nothing is obscure and hidden from Almighty Allah. His knowledge is all-encompassing, all-embracing. So therefore they fear and the palpitations get better of them. وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. So their hearts are also palpitating and shivering, and they are wondering what will happen when they stand. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ وَعِيدِ وَخَافَ وَعِيدِي. So remember the kasra there. So they fear my warnings. They fear my threat. When we stop, وَخَافَ وَعِيدِ. So that is, but the actual one is to show you it is my warnings. Almighty Allah states, for those people who fear, وَلِمَنْ خَوَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. Those people who fear to stand in the court of Allah, ordinary judge and magistrate, people are shivering and shaking. What will happen tomorrow in the court case? So all this imagined in front of Almighty Allah, divine justice. So those people who fear, Allah says, I'll give you minimum two jannats. وَلِمَنَ خَوَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. So two paradise. And when you go on reading Surah Rahman, وَمِن دُونِهِمَا جَنَّتَانِ. Beside that first two jannat and paradise, another two. So every person minimum will have four places, four gardens, four places in Jannah. Everyone 10 times, 20 times, 100 times bigger, better, superior than this whole world and whatever it contains. Now these enemies, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or they will come to the angels, or they will come to Almighty Allah in this sense, say, make the verdict, wastaftahu. So they will want the verdict to be passed. They will want the judgment to be passed. So they think they got victory. Wastaftahu. So they will want, do the verdict, pass the judgment. وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ. Then they will realize they are the failures. Every one of them was a jabbar, an oppressor, a big, big oppressor, a big, big tyrant, a big, big person who is, you know, that he usurped the rights of people, usurped their wealth, usurped their everything almost. عَنِيدٍ, insolent, and very, very stubborn and obstinate. So they are the failures, and they land up in Jahannam because they did not bring Iman and Islam. And even if they brought it and they had Muslim names, it was nifaq and hypocrisy, just on the tip of the tongue. Here in the Arabic language, you must remember, I told you this on several occasions, certain words, the word is one, but it has two opposite meanings. Mawla, master. Mawla, slave. Jaza, Jazakallah. So Jazakallah, Allah Ta'ala reward you. And Jazakallah, Allah punish you. Therefore, we must say Jazakallahu khaira, we qualify it. Allah Ta'ala gives you and grants you the best of everything in this world in the year after. So here the word is coming, wara. Wara normally means behind. And sometimes it means in front. Look at the text and the context and you will see in this context it means in front. مِن وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. In front of this person here, yeah, this zalim, this oppressor, this tyrant, and this transgressor. So Almighty Allah has placed the Jahannam, the hellfire, in front of him. وَيُسْقَى مِن مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ. And they'll be given to drink that liquid, that is the pus, and the muck, and the rubbish of Jahannam. Imagine people drinking all these things here. Yeah. So all the filth that comes out from the people in Jahannam, that will be their drink. And they will drink it because they'll be so thirsty. They'll be eating also, but everything will be a curse and a punishment. يَتَجَرَّأُهُ. He'll be sipping it slowly, slowly. يَتَجَرَّأُهُ. He will be sipping it. their own past, their own muck, their own rubbish, their own refuse, call it whatever you want. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ, and he can hardly swallow it. Because it is not something palatable. It is not something tasty and delicious. It is something horrible and terrible. Allah mahfadhana amin. Ya Allah, we seek your protection from Jahannam and all the things related to Jahannam. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ وَيَعْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, and it will assume to him as though as death is coming to him from all sides. Now he's choking. You know, sometime when you eat food or you drink something very fast and now you start choking, so the tears are rolling down and you feel very uncomfortable. The people who see that, they get very concerned because they think you might be dying. So that is what happened. They won't die, because the punishment must continue. Hence Almighty Allah states, وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ, and is not death for him. Once he enters Jahannam, he will stay in Jahannam forever, and they will not die there. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ, and there is no exit from Jahannam for people who died on kufr and shirk, on blasphemy and disbelief and polytheism. They dwell and stay there forever. And all this is enshrined clearly in a noble Quran. Today we have some misguided Muslims, some people who are the modernists, some people who are apologetic. They say, no, the non-Muslim will go to Jahannam for a few years and then he'll be removed. All that is kufr, and you will join him if you believe in that. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has mentioned clearly in the noble Quran, Surah 33, verses number 64 and 65. Inna Allah la'ana al-kafirin wa adda lahum sa'ira. Verily Almighty Allah has cursed the non-Muslims and prepared for them the blazing fire, sa'ira. خالدين فيها أبدا, they will dwell and stay there in that fire forever and ever. لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا, they will never ever receive any protection or helper. So forever they will be in Jahannam and the hellfire. Surah 33, Surah Ahzab, verses 64-65. So yeah, Almighty Allah is saying, وَمِن وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيثٌ, and in front of him there is another horrible, terrible, severe punishment. اللَّهُمَ جِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ, اللَّهُمَ احْفَظْنَا مِنْ. Now what about all the good deeds they did? They were philanthropic and they helped so many people, helped so many institutions. So Almighty Allah gives a parable, an example of that. Why did Almighty Allah give an example in Quran? وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Almighty Allah states, we give these examples to humanity so that they wonder, ponder and reflect. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ, the example doesn't mean hanging in the air. It means this is the reality, not some fantasy, of those people who are disbelievers, non-Muslims. بِرَبِّهِمْ, regarding their sustainer, nourisher, provider. We mustn't translate it as Lord. Translate it Rab as sustainer, nourisher, provider. That's the closer translation, better translation. أَعْمَالُهُمْ, so their good deeds. So what will happen to their good deeds in the year after? They already received their reward in this year world. كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحِ, it will be like ash. You know, when you take wood, you take coal, you burn the fire, after 3, 6, 10 hours you come, you just find ash. So it will be like ash. كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحِ, and then there is a strong, strong wind that is blowing. So the ri is the wind. And ishtaddad, I'm just breaking the words, is the strong, strong wind, gale force. So karamadin ishtaddad bihirri. So now the strong wind comes. For that ash there, fi yawmin asif, on a stormy day, on a very, very winter's day, cold day. So now this wind is coming, strong, strong wind. When you go to Port Elizabeth, they call it the windy city. You go to Cape Town and you experience the northeaster and all these type of things. So people there will tell you. So now all the ash, everything scattered, nothing. So all their actions are in vain. Allah says, لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء. They don't have the power and control over anything which they earned, meaning which they did. So he doesn't have any control. Now he lost everything. Now you say, but he did good deeds, a reward? Yes, his reward was given to him in this world. وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And in the year after, there is no share, no portion for him. For the Muslim, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Allah Ta'ala rewards the Muslim in this world. That's a bonus. And a real handsome, optimum, maximum reward in the year after. Imagine that for the Muslim. And there are three things we must know will happen once we enter Jannah. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the announcement is made. The pleasure of Almighty Allah is the greatest and biggest thing. Allah Himself will announce, لَا أَسْخَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. I will never be displeased with you. Second thing, Almighty Allah will allow all the curtains and veils to be removed. Ru'yat Bari Ta'ala will take place. Read this dua today on a Friday. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladzatan nadari ila wajhikal kareem. O Almighty Allah, we beg of you, ladzatan nadar, that we have the pleasure of seeing thy countenance, thy honorable countenance. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So minimum it will occur once a week for the people in Jannah, that's a Friday. So make this dua, O Muslim. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladzatan nadar ila wajhikal kareem. O beloved Allah, we beg of thee, ladzatan nadar, that we have the pleasure of seeing ila wajhikal kareem, your honorable countenance. And that will occur on a Friday. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُ الْحُسْنَى. So the people who passed away with Iman and Islam, they enter Jannah wa ziyada, and for them there will be an added bonus, and that is Ru'yat Bari Ta'ala. And the third thing, the people of Jannah will be told, this is death in the form of an animal, and then it is slaughtered. So you will never die. Forever and ever there's enjoyment and there is for you satisfaction. That will be one of the happiest days ever for them. For the people in Jahannam, in the hellfire, when that animal is slaughtered, it will be told to them, for you is everlasting Jahannam and the hellfire. That will be one of the worst days for them. So may Almighty Allah make us from those whose actions are accepted in this world and the year after. لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. Those are the people who have gone far, far astray from the right path, from the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Inshallah, that around quarter past five, Sheikh Ramadan of Port Elizabeth will render the Nasiha in Shawwal. His name is Ramadan, and he will render the advice at quarter past five around there. So this will be that evening. Make dua for us between Asr and Maghrib, and CII and the Ummah at large. Wa akhiru da'wana.